Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and the mishnah started discussing the dinim of someone that holds back the wages of his friend and doesn't pay him on time. And as we will see, there is also an issa if someone doesn't pay him at all. And as we will see, there are five potential lavim that a person could be eiva and one asay. And let us read the three psukim that are going to be relevant to those lavim and that asay, as the pasuk states in Pashas Kedoshim, Leisashik es reyach v'leis tzigzol, leisol and pulas. And as we saw in the Mishnah, this pasuk of Leisol Pula Sachi Itchad Beikar is referring to a worker that worked all day, and the employer is required to pay him that evening. And if he doesn't pay him by the morning, then it'll be Ivan this Issa. And then the pasuk states in Pashkis Eisei Leisashik Sachi Ani Ve'Evyon Me'achecha Imegercha Shabatzcha Misharecha. And as we will see, this pasuk is not only talking about an Ani Ve'Evyon, and you'll be Ivan the Issa even if you hold back and you don't pay any worker. And the next pasuk continues Beyom. And as we saw, this pasuk is talking about someone that worked the entire night, and the employer has to pay him the next day. And if he doesn't pay the employee prior to nightfall, then he's ivan de lisasei b'yomi titin scharei and the lav of leisavi lav hashemesh. And we already saw that these isurim are one time isur. And for example, if someone doesn't pay the employee for 2 days, he's still only going to be ivar on one issa, and he was either ivan the issa leisalim pulasach itchal beika, or on the issa b'yomititin scharei v'leisavi alav hashemesh. However, the Gemara brought that there is an issa drabbanon every single day, as the pasuk states in Mishlei, al toymel ruech leich b'shuv umach etan v'yeshitach. And finally, because this pasuk will be relevant to the Gemara, the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra b'negeya carbon of shvuas hapikadon states nefesh kisechto molo mol b'shem v'chichesh b'amisa v'pikadon v'sumis yad oy b'gazal oy osh. And the pasuk tells us that if someone steals from someone and then denies it and makes a shvul a sheker, then it'll be chayiv to pay a keren v'chaymesh, and it'll be chayiv to bring a korban asham gazelos. And the pasuk over there speaks about gazel and speaks about oshak, just like we spoke about b'negei apoyel. As we stated b'negei apoyel, the pasuk stated leisashik esrei echa v'leisigzal, and the pasuk stated leisashik sachir ani ve'evyain me'achecha imigercha shebaatzcha b'sharecha. And with this akdama, let us begin our Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Ha'im l'chaveri, Seed Scharli Poilim. If Reuven says to Shimon, go and hire workers for me, Shneim Eina Ivan Mishum Batalin, both of them would not be Ivan the Issa Batalin, Zelafi Shloi Sachran. Reuven would not be Ivan because he didn't hire the worker. And as Rashi says, Vele Karina Sachi Gabe, and we continue on Daf Kufiyah Alpha Medalv, Vizelafi Shein Pulasa Etzloi, and Shimon will not be Ivan because he's not withholding wages from the worker, as he's not responsible to pay the worker. And as Rashi states, Vele Karina Bay Pulasi Itcha, as the pasuk states, Le Stolen Pula Sachi Itcha at Baker. The Gemara continues, Hechi Dami, what case are we referring to? Ida Amalhu Scharcha Malai. If Shimon went over to a worker and said that I am responsible to pay wages, Scharcha Elavhu, then Shimon is responsible to pay the wages of the workers. The Tanya Asechas Apoy Lasta Bishaloi, Varel Bishal Chaveri, that if Reuven hires a worker in order to work in his own field, and then he shows him to go to work in someone else's field, Nesle Schar Misholim, then Reuven is still chayiv to pay him his wages. And then Reuven could go over to the balabayis of the field and be reimbursed from the balabayis. But ultimately, he's responsible to make the payment. And since he's responsible to make the payment, therefore, the pasuk of Solom Pula Sachit Chad Beikar does apply to Shimon, since he's responsible to make this payment. And how could the Braisa state that neither of them would be over? And the Gemara states, that when Shimon hired these workers, he told them that Reuven would be responsible to pay your wages, and therefore neither Reuven or Shimon would be Ivan any Issa if they withhold or they delay the payment to the Poyel. And the Gemara continues that Amroyim actually relied on this Heta, and Yehuda Bar Marema, Amalei L'Shamai, Yehuda Bar Marema would tell his worker, Zil Ogli Poyelim, Be'ebel Hu, Schachem Al Baal Bayis, that I want you to go and find me workers, and I want you to tell them that our Yehuda Bar Marema are going to be responsible for their wages, and this way neither of us will be Ivan any Yisurim. And Marema Mazutra Agra Ladadi, when Marema or Mazutra wanted to hire hire a worker, they would actually go to the other one and ask them to hire the workers, and they would tell the workers that the other one is responsible for their wages. And in this way, if either one of them would hold back the wages of the payol or delay the payment to the payol, they would not be oivon and yisurim. And I'm in top tesis on daf kuf yiral from an aleph, where tesis says loy mishum shayu daite litchais, that certainly Yehuda ba marima or marima himself or mazutra did not have intent to delay payment to the worker elohayyari shaloy upon a litilam, but it was nervous that maybe they would not have time to actually make the payment on time. And this way they made sure they wouldn't be Ivan any Issa, even if they got delayed for some side reason. And of course, all the Rishonim asked, how could the Gemara say that the Baal Bayis would not be Ivan because he didn't hire a worker, but we always have a cloud, the Shluchi Shaladim Kamaisai. And the Rishonim all struggle with this question. However, Tais Rid explains that when a person directly hires a worker, then the worker relies on the fact that he will get it paid on time, and therefore the Issa Batalon applies. However, if the worker is hired by a shliach, then automatically he doesn't assume that the Baal Bayis will pay him on time, and therefore we consider it as if the worker was Meichel, and therefore the Issa Leisolin doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Baruch Huna, Rav Baruch Huna teaches us, Hanu Shekoy Desura Le'avri Mishum Baal Tolin, that these employers that used to take their goods to the marketplace in Sura, and therefore they didn't have cash until they went and sold their product in the marketplace at a later point, so they would not be Ivan Issa Baal Tolin, as the employees understood that they would not get paid until after the market day. And as the Gemara explains, because the employees know that they have to wait until after the marketplace to get paid, and therefore the employers would never be over on Baal Tolin, as the Issa Baal Tolin only applies to the next day, and as we previously learned, it never could apply at a later point. However, the Gemara states, Al Mishum Baal Tishah Vadei Iva, but certainly after the time in the marketplace, if they don't pay the worker, then they'll be over on the Issa Rabbanon or Baal Tishah. And as the Gemara brought on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis from the Pasuk and Mishlei about Toim Aluecha Lech B'Shuv U'Macha Eta and V'yei Shitach, and Ayin Rashi points out that in these cases, Hilkach Afilu Islei Moiska Bei, that even if this specific payol does have money and he doesn't have to wait 40 yom in the shukah to actually receive his money, Lo'ovar he'll not be Oivah on his sister, that Dait Nahachi Iskalei, and certainly this is the das of the payol as well as the employer when he actually hires the worker, that he's not going to pay him until after the time in the marketplace. And as we explained, the kivdim yom kamali avri suli avri can amin la'el she'ina eivolav ela beikarishayin. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah first spoke about sachi yom goyva kolay layla and sachi layla goyva kolay yom, and then the Mishnah stated that if a person did not work the entire day and did not work the entire night, then if he was only a sachi shoyis goyva kolay layla v'cholay yom. And the Gemara brings a machlekes as to how to understand our Mishnah. Rav holds sachi shoyis to yom goyva kolay yom, that if anyone was a day worker and only worked for a few hours during the day, then the employer has to pay him his wages during the day. However, if an employee worked a few hours during the night, then the employer has to pay him that night and before morning. Shmuel Aman, Shmuel Argzen Rav, and says, that while it's true that someone that worked a few hours during the day could collect his wages during the day, however, that if an employee worked a few hours during the nighttime, then the employer has time to pay him and could either pay him that night or the entire next day, and he won't be Ivan to Issa until nightfall. And Rashi explains, according to Rav, that he hired him from the morning until Chatzais, since he already finished working by Chatzais, and therefore the Issa Leisavi Lava Shemesh applies to the employer. Because he was already responsible for his wages that night, and therefore he's going to be over by the morning. Even though Rashi gives an example that he hired him from the morning until Chatzais, it's lav dafka until Chatzais, and as long as the employee was only hired for a few hours during that day, and there was time for the employer to make a payment prior to the evening, then the employer would be responsible to do so. However, while Shmuel agrees to Rav Benegea, worker that worked during the day, but Shmuel holds that if the worker worked at night, then the responsibility of the employer is to pay him before nightfall of that day. And as Rashi says, Shayyim Hoylech Achalayla, that we know in the Jewish calendar, daytime follows the night, and therefore, since since he worked during the night, you have until the end of that day, which is at nightfall of the next day, in order to pay the poyel. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rav from our Mishnah. As tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Sachis Shois Goyve Kol HaLayla V'Kol HaYoyim, and the Gemara states, Yufta the Rav, as Bishlema according to Shmuel, we could explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where this worker worked during the evening, and therefore the responsibility of the employer is to pay him that night or the next day. However, according to Rav, how will we explain the Mishnah? And Amalek Rav, and Rav will explain, let's Dodin Tani, that in Chanami, the Mishnah was talking about two separate cases, Sachis Shois the Yoyim Goyve Kol HaYoyim, and the Mishnah means to say that if there was a worker that worked for a number of hours during the daytime, then there's a responsibility to pay him that day. However, Sachis Shois the Laila, Goyve Kol HaLaila, if there's a worker that worked a number of hours during the night, then there's a responsibility to pay him that evening. And if you don't pay him by the morning, you'd be Oivan and Issa. And Rashi explained, let's Dodin V'Hachi Kamar, and when the Mishnah stated Sachis Shois, it means as follows, that Sachis Shois, Yesha Goyve Kol HaLaila, V'Yesha Goyve Kol HaYoyim, Uchid Amri Ano, that really the Mishnah means exactly as I stated, and if there's someone that only worked a few hours and didn't work the entire day or the entire night, then it depends when he worked, and the employer would be chayiv based on the time frame that this pile worked. And the Gemara continues with another raya against Rav, as Tana we learned in our Mishnah, Schia Shabbos, Schia Chodesh, Schia Shana, Schia Shavua, Yoytze B'Yoyim, Goyve Kol HaYoyim, Yoytze B'Layla, Goyve Kol HaLayla, V'Kol HaYoyim, that if someone was hired for a week, or was hired for a month, or was hired for a year, or was hired for a 7-year period, then since we hold that Schia is in the Mishtalemes, Elo B'Saif, therefore the employer is not responsible to pay the employee until the end of the term of their contract. And the Mishnah teaches us that when the term of employment is over, then if the poyel leaves during the day, then the poyel has to pay him that day. And if the poyel leaves at night, then the employer can pay him that night, and he can pay him until the end of the next day. And therefore we see, specifically like Shmuel and against Rav, and based on this question, the Gemara says, Omel Charav, that Rav will respond, Tanoi, that in Chinami, it's a machlekes Tanoim, in Chinami, our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, and I hold like Rav Yehuda. And keep in mind that now that we're saying that our Mishnah is not going according to the Shita of Rav, then when the Mishnah previously stated, Sachis Shois, Goyve Kol HaLaila V'Kol HaYoyim, we don't have to say, let's Dodin Tani, and we could say that in the Chinami, it's going like the Shita of Shmuel and the Shita of Rav Shimon. And Rav continues that where do we find a machlekes Tanoim? The Tani, as we learned to the Braisa, Sachis Shois Tiyoyim, Goyve Kol HaYoyim, Sachis Shois Tilaila, Goyve Kol HaLaila, Div Rav Yehuda, which is exactly like the Shita of Rav. However, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, like Shmuel, Sachis Shois Tiyoyim, Goyve Kol HaYoyim, Sachis Shois Tilaila, Goyve Kol HaLaila, V'Kol HaYoyim. And our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rav Shimon, and in the Chinami, I'm chiluk on our Mishnah, and I hold like Rav Yehuda. And the Braisa continues, Mikan Amru, that by the fact that we just stated that the Issa Bal Solin applies to all types of poilim, and even by a Sachir Yoyim, so the Braisa teaches us, Kol HaKovish Shachas Socher, Oiva Behe Shemus V'Aseh Halalu, that if there's someone that holds back the wages of a poil, then it'll be Oiva on 5 Lavim and 1 Aseh. And the Gemara now goes through the 5 Lavim and the 1 Aseh. Number 1, Mishum Bal Sashikas Re'echa, which is of course the Pasuk in Pasuk Kedoshim that states, Le Sashikas Re'echa, and this Issa would apply if someone doesn't pay a poil at all and doesn't only withhold his wages. And the second Lav is Mishum Bal Sigzal, and if you never pay his wages, you'll also be Oiva on Le Sigzal, which is also stated in the same Pasuk in Pasuk Kedoshim. And as Rashi points out, that even though the Lashon Le Sigzal is mashmah that you shouldn't steal from someone, however, the Ukmi Be'ezu Neshech, in Ezu Neshech, we explain that the Pasuk Le Sigzal is L'Kovish Shachas Socher, is talking about someone that holds back the Shachas Socher and doesn't pay him the Gezel Mamish, as if it's talking about Gezel Mamish, Milav the Ribbis for Inonafka, then we wouldn't have to say a special Lav for like Sigzal, as that would come for the Lav of Ribbis and Inon, and even though we will see that we will actually say it's Lav Allah B'Shnei Lavim, and the Pasuk Le Sashkuz Rechav Le Sigzal are actually talking about the same case, and it's coming to teach you that Yechayiv and two Lavim. However, it makes sense that Le Sigzal is going together with Le Sashkuz Rechav, since we're talking about a poil over here, and it's not coming to teach you another Issa, but again, it didn't have and I know. Gemara continues with the third Lav, which will be from a Pasuk in Pasuk Yisaitse, Umbushum Bal Sashik Sachir Oni, and as we explained, that even though the Pasuk says, the Loshin Le Sashik Sachir Oni Ve'evyon Me'achecha Yimigercha Sheba'atzo B'sharecha, it is not specifically referring to an Oni Ve'evyon, and it's referring to holding back wages of anyone, and that's the third Lav, and all three Lavin apply to an employer who doesn't pay his worker at all, and doesn't just delay their wages. And the Gemara now continues with the two Lavim that are relevant when someone delays the payment to the workers and eventually pays them. The fourth Lav is Mishum Bal Tolin, which is a Lav that's found in Pashas Kedoshim, as the Pasuk continues, Le Sashikas Re'echav Le Sigzal, and then the Pasuk states, Le Solim Pula Socha Itchad Baker. And as we explained in the Mishnah, that we're talking about a person that worked the entire day, and the employer has a responsibility to pay him that night, and if he doesn't pay him by the next morning, he'd be over on this issur. And the Gemara continues and brings the one asay, umishum b'yayimi titin scharei, that if there was a worker that worked the entire night, then you have to pay him the next day, and that is, of course, a mitzvah asay. And finally, the fifth lav is umishum l'savi lav ha-shemesh. And as we explained, this lav is referred to a poel that worked the entire night, and the employer has a responsibility to pay him the next day, and if he doesn't pay him before nightfall, he'll be over on this issur. And the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that someone that withholds and doesn't pay his worker is going to be over on five lavim and one asay, but how the ikka be a mama leka belele? The ikka belele leka be a mama, but those issurim that apply during the daytime do not apply at night, and the issur that applies at night doesn't apply during the day, and therefore it's actually impossible to be over on all five lavim and on one asay for one maisa. And the Gemara states, Amav Chista, Shem Skiris Ba'alma, that in the Chanami, the Gemara just meant to say that these five lavim and one asay are relevant to the din of a seicha and the din of a poyel. As Rashi states, Shem Skiris, Kula Bechad Vadi Loi Mishkachas La, Elohaki Ka'ama, Beiris Kol Hashem Salalu, B'Shem Skiris Hein, Yesh Ben Beskiris Laila, V'Yesh Ben Beskiris Yoyim. The Gemara continued that we mentioned the Issa of Loi Sashek twice, number one in Pashek Adoshim, Loi Sashek Esreecha, and number two in Pashek Kiseitze, Loi Sashek Sochir Oni Vadvoin, and we also mentioned the Issa of Loi Sigzal in Pashek Adoshim. And the Gemara is Ezo Ishik Ve'ezo Gezel. Right now, the Gemara thinks that the Issa of Ishik and the Issa of Gezel are two separate ideas and two separate concepts. And the Gemara states, Amar Chista, Lech Veshuv, Zeo Ishik, that if an employer tells his employee that I will pay you, but I just don't have the ability to pay you today, you should leave me alone today and come back in the future, that is considered Ishik. However, Yesh Lecha B'yadi Ve'in Neisel Lecha Zeo Gezel, if the employer says that I have the money, I'm still not going to pay you, that's considered Gezel. And Rashi explains that Gezel sounds like a stronger idea, and as Rashi says, Mashma she'onza biyodi biyodi mamish tfei mi oishik d'chsiv v'yigzal schranus miyad ha-mitzri v'chei mi balishchem v'yigzal esklash yava aleim badarach. Once again, according to Rav Chista, it would be impossible for one person to be over on both oishik and Gezel at the same time, and this works out very well according to Rav Chista, who just taught us that Om Rav Chista shem schirus ba'alma. And the Gemara continues, Maskla Rishishis. So Rishishis asked the following question, that we have a brisa b'negeir the din of Hashem Gzeglois, where the Pasuk states, Nefesh Gisechta Umola Mol Bashem, Vichichish Bamisa Bebekadet Abisumis Yod, Abigazel Oshakas Hamisai. In order to be Chayiv and Hashem Gzeglois, you have to be Kaifa on a Tfias Mammon, and you have to swear falsely. And the Brisa teaches us, Ezu Oshak Shechayiv Lo Tari Karbon, then what is the case of Oshak where the Tari was Bechayiv you to bring a Karbon Hashem Gzeglois, Dumi the Bekadin? It has to be similar to the case of Bekadin, the Kakafalim Mina, where you are Kaifa that you don't owe him any money, and therefore Abshashis asked Rav Chista that how can you see that Oishik is referring to a case where the Baal Bais is actually admitting that I owe you the money and he's just delaying payment and telling him Lech Beshuv, Lech Beshuv. If Lemaisa the Pasuk uses the same term of Oshak Esri Amisai Benegeir Adin of Korban Hashem Gzeilois, and we know over there it has to be that he was Koifer and he actually said I don't owe the money. And keep in mind that Rav Sheshes does not ask this question Benegeir of Chista's translation and his definition of Gazel, even though the same question should apply as Benegeir the Din of Hashem Gzeilois. The Pasuk also uses the term Gezel, and therefore it must be that he made a Shvua Shav and he claimed that he doesn't owe the person any money. In a few lines, the Gemara will ask this question and will ask why didn't Rav Sheshes ask the same question but he gave a Gezel. However, the Gemara says, Elam Rav Sheshes, therefore Rav Sheshes explains that what's the difference between Oishik and Gezel, the Satel L'cha Zel Oishik, if the employer claims that I already gave you your money and I already paid your wages, that is considered Oishik, and in that case he's actually being Kaifa, and therefore he would make a Shvua Sheker, and that's why he'd be Chayiv and Hashem Gzeilois. However, Rav Sheshes continued, Yesh Lecha B'yadi Ve'in Nais Lecha Zeo Gezel, that B'negei Gezel, I agree to Rav Chista, that's talking about a case where the employer says to the poel that I have the money and I'm not going to give it to you, and that is considered a case of Gezel. So Maskla Abaya, Abaya asked a similar question to Rav Sheshes that Rav Sheshes asked Rav Chista, and instead of asking B'negei the case of Oishik, Abaya asked the question B'negei Gezel, as the Brisa states B'negei the din of Karbon Hashem Gzeilois, Ezo Gezel Shechayiv Lo Toyer Karbon. What is the case of Gezel that the Torah, the Pasuk and Pashva Yikra of Nefesh Kisechta Molomol Bashem, Vichish Bamisa Vipakad, Oibisumisod, Oibigazel, and the Pasuk talks about Gezel, and tells you that if you're going to be koifer, then you're going to be chayiv in Hashem gzeilos. And the Brisa once again tells us that has to be similar to the case of pekadin, where the person that stole this money was koifer, denied that he stole the money. And if so, Abaye asked Rav Sheshes, how can you explain that when the pasuk says leisigzal, it's referring to an employer that admits that he owes the money to the payol, and he still says I won't pay him, and he's not being koifer, and he's not denying that he owes the money. And the Gemara continues Elam Abaye, that because of this question, so Abaye changed the definition of oishik and of gezel that Rav Chista brought, and he states that if the employer denies that he ever hired the worker, that is considered oishik. But if the employer says it's true that I hired you, however I already paid you, that is considered gezel. And in both cases he's being kaifer, and therefore it works out very well that in both cases, if you actually deny it and then you make a shvuah sheker, you'd be chayiv in hashang zeleis. And the Gemara continues, Rav Sheshes, maishna oishik de kashlei, maishna gezel de kashlei. That why is it that when Rav Sheshes asked the question, he only was bothered by the case of oishik and was not bothered by the case of gezel? If l'chayr, the same question from the din of Hashem gzeleis applies both by the case of oishik and by the case of gezel. And Amar l'cha, and Rav Sheshes responds, gezel de gezel v'had kafri. Then the case of gezel by an Hashem gzeleis, I was able to understand that the pasuk means to tell us that if Reuven went over to Shimon and he said that you stole this item from me, and at that point Shimon agreed and was moider that he stole the item from Reuven, but then when Reuven took Shimon to Bezdin, Shimon was kaifer, so that would be the case of an Hashem gzeleis, and therefore I didn't have a question on the definition for gezel. And the Gemara is, then l'chayr, why do Rav Sheshes have a question for the gay oishik? If l'chayr, he could have translated the pasuk for the gay Hashem gzeleis in the same way, and we're talking about a case where Reuven went over to Shimon and he claimed that you stole something from me, and Shimon was moida, and then Reuven went to Bezdin with Shimon, and at that point Shimon was kaifer, and therefore once again it wouldn't be a question as to the definition of oishik. And the Gemara explains, hachi hashta bishleim hasam ksiv oy begozel, that benigei gezel, the pasuk says oy begozel mechlal da oydele meikara, and it's mashma that Reuven is coming to Bezdin with Shimon and saying to Bezdin that Shimon already was moida that he stole this item from me, and therefore use the term oy begozel, and therefore we can understand that at this point in Bezdin Shimon was actually kaifer kol. However, avol gabe oishik biksiv oy beoishik oy oshak siv shaoshkoy kfar, that benigei oishik, the pasuk doesn't say that when he came to Bezdin, he told Bezdin that he already withheld this item from me, as he told me that he stole it, and even so he wasn't going to return it to me. And it's mashmur that at this point he actually was being machish, and it's still called oishik. And therefore, Rav Sheshes specifically asked the question, b'negei oishik, and not b'negei the lashon of gezel. And the Gemara continues that even though we just had three manda omrim, Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, as well as Abaya, that discussed the actual definition and what is the chil between oishik and gzela. However, Rava holds zel oishik zel gezel, that there really is no difference between the lashon oishik and gezel, and it doesn't make a difference if Reuven says to Shimon that I never hired you, or if he said that I already paid you, and in either case Reuven would be oiva for oishik and for gezel. And v'lo mechil kanakasev, and why is it that the Torah gave us both cases lav v'lo b'shnei lavin, in order to say that Reuven is going to be oiva on two separate lavin for one maisa? And let's see the Baal Tosfos on the Amid, v'lo mechil kanakasev lav v'lo b'shnei lavin lav mishum dechsev gezel oishik sheshinu b'loshin dayik, that the diik is not based on the fact that the Torah used different lashonis, el mishum dechsev trei lavin, and it's because the Torah used two lavin. Tema and Tosfos is bishleim hachal chilkon kedi lav v'lo b'shnei lavin. It makes sense why the Torah used the lashon of gzeila and the lashon of oishik b'negei apoyel in order to be oiva on two lavin. Avagave avsham gzeilus lam benichtavu shneim oy begozel oy oshak. Why would it have to say the lashon of gezel and oshak b'negei avsham gzeilus? As over there we're talking about a metzias as to what the claim was, and if there is no difference, then why would the Torah mention it twice? And it's brought from the Ritva that hachagabi socher hudim boyle, that has only been a gay socher, that the Gemara asks what the chiluk is between gezel and oshak. Al ba'alma ikatuva ben oishik l'gezel, the oishik hushim akim marim chaveir etzloi, and gezel she gezel b'yidayim, avahachal leishayich l'meimahachi. But in our Gemara, it's impossible to explain it that way, because we're talking about a poyel, and therefore the Gemara says, lav alo b'shnei lavin. And we continue with the new Mishnah, echad tzchar odom, ve'echad tzchar behimo, ve'echad tzchar kelim, yeish boi mishum b'yoyim etitin tzcharai, ve'yeish boi mishum leisolim pulasachar itchad b'yikar. That doesn't make a difference if someone owes money to a worker, or if he owes money to someone for hiring his animal, or if he owes money to someone for renting his keli, then in all cases, all the issurim that we just mentioned would apply, and the issa b'yomititin skari leisavei alav hashemesh, as well as leisam pulisach itchar beika, as well as the Isurim of Le Sigzal, as well as the Issa of Le Sashik Esriecha and Le Sashik Sacher Ani Ve'Evyon would all apply. And we will see in the Gemara that this is not Ledivri Akal. The Gemara will explain that how do we know that the Issa applies to all these cases? And the Mishnah continues, Emesai, and when do these Isurim apply? It is only Bizman Shetavai, is only in a case where an employee already was Tavaya from the Balabayas and asked for his wages. However, Loi Tavai, if the Poyle did not ask for his wages, then the employer would not be Oiva. And Rashi brings down that in the Gemara we will learn this, that the Pasuk states, Leistalon Pulis Sachi Itchad Baika, and we learn now that it's because you're withholding the wages, and it's not based on the fact that you weren't asked for it. And as Rashi said, the Mishnah continues, Simcho Eitzel Chemveni, Oi Eitzel Shulchni, Eina Oiva Lov. In addition, if the employer actually takes the money that he owes to this worker and he gives it to a storekeeper and he tells the worker that the storekeeper has credit on your behalf and you could take payers up until the amount that I owe you, or if he gives it to an actual money changer and he tells his employee that you could go to the money changer and get paid, so these Yisurim would no longer apply to the employer. And Rashi states, Simcho Nitku Me'etzloi, that the employer took the money and removed it from his Rishus, V'imida Eitzel Chenvri, and he placed it by the Chenvri, Shere Poyel Tzarech Liklis Peris B'Chenvri, V'amalei Balabayis L'Chenvri, Tenlei Bedina Peris V'alai L'Shalim, and he gave directions to the Chenvri that I will pay up to a certain amount of money for any payers that my worker takes. And clearly from Rashi, even if the employer didn't actually pay yet, but he has credit by the storekeeper, then he still would not be Oiva on the sister. And number two, it's mashma that it is only in a case where the poyel actually wants the fruits, and it seems that the poyel would have had to agree to this at the beginning of his employment, and this was part of his contract. However, I and other Rishonim, that even if the employee did not agree to this, that this is a valid way for an employer to make payment to an employee. And the Mishnah continues, if on the day that the employee was supposed to be paid, the employee goes over to an employer and asks to be paid, and the employer claims that he already paid him, then the employee has a right to make a shvua, and he'll be able to collect from the balabayas, and he'll be able to collect from the employer. And even though calling the shboyin shabatira on the shboyin ve'ina neitlin and then the shboyin v'niftarin, however, this is a shvua drabbanon, and it would be nishba v'neitel. However, avos mane in nishba v'neitel, if it's already past the time that the employee should have been paid, and now the employer claimed that he already paid the employee, then the shvua drabbanon does not apply, and the only way that the employee would be able to get paid is if he brings a raya that he wasn't paid, as we would say, a mitzvah mechaveir olav raya. Therefore, the Mishnah continues in Yesh Edim Shetavu Bizmanei Hareza Nishba Benoitol, that if the poyel actually has edim that he was tevei the balabayas in its proper time, and now it's a day later, and he goes to the balabayas to demand his payment, and the balabayas claims that he already paid him, then the din rabbana would apply, and the poyel will be able to be nishba benoitol. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us get toishav yesh by mishum b'yom etitin tzchorei ve'im by mishum leisalom pulasacha itchad beikar, that a get toishav who is someone that was mekabel himself the shevet mitzvah bnei noach, or as Rashi says over here, that he was mekabel himself not to serve avodah zarah, but he is still a full-fledged non-Jew and he still eats the beilus shetreifos. So if he worked for a Jew at night, then the Jew must pay him the next day, and if he doesn't, he'll be oivan the issa b'yom etitin tzcharei v'loy savei lav hashemesh. However, if the get toishav worked for the Jew during the day, then the issa leisalom pulasacha itchad beika would not apply, and even if the Jew doesn't pay him on time, the Jew would not be oiva on this issa. And we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara will focus on the first din of the Mishnah that stated echad tzchar adam ve'echad tzchar behema ve'echad tzchar kelim yesh by mishum b'yom etitin tzcharei v'yesh by mishum leisalom pulasacha itchad beika, and we'll focus on the last din of the Mishnah that get toishav yesh by mishum b'yom etitin tzcharei ve'im by mishum leisalom pulasacha itchad beika, and the Gemara states money. That our Mishnah is not going like Tanakama that we will see in a moment in the Braisa that learns dinim from the word Achecha, and not like our Beis Rabbi Yudah that we will also see in this Braisa. And Mai, what is the Braisa that we're referring to? The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, and we continue and have Kufir Alvam Beis, that the Pasuk states, and we learn out that since the Pasuk says Me'achecha, Prat Lachirim, that's coming to exclude a guy, and Rashi states, Prat Lachirim, Oivik Kichavim, and when the Pasuk says Gercha, Zer get tzedek, that comes to include that you are even under issa by a ger tzedek, and if you hold back wages from a ger tzedek, you would be even under issa. And when the pasuk says bishurecha zel oichel nevelos, that's telling us that there is an issa when you hold back wages from a ger toshav who is someone that's oichel nevelos. The reason why we call a ger toshav a person that's oichel nevelos is actually based on the word bishurecha, as the pasuk tells us that if a person has nevela legesh bishurecha to neneva chayla, that there's a mitzvah to give the nevela to a ger toshav, and the pasuk uses the term bisharecha b'negeir ger toshav. The Tanakhama continues in li'al schar adam, that we only know that this issa applies to someone that withholds the wages of a person. Minayin l'rabbis behem v'kelim, how do we know that this also includes that if someone holds back wages for hiring a behema or for renting kelim, tamalema ba'atzecha, the pasuk states ba'atzecha kol shebatzecha, that anything that's in your land and anything that you will actually rent, and as long as you owe money to someone, these issuim would apply. And all these cases that we just mentioned in the Braisa, the Tanakhama holds, it will be Ivan, all five Yisurim, and the one Asay. As the Tanakhama continues, Mikan Amru, Echetzchar Adam, Echetzchar Behemah, Echetzchar Kalim, Yesh by Mishum, Yemititin Scharei, Yesh Behem, Mishum Balsam, Pulisacher, and you also have all the rest of the Yisurim and the Asay. As the Gemara will explain, that clearly our Mishnah is not going like the Tanakhama, as although our Mishnah agrees to Tanakhama that the Yisurim apply to Schar Adam and Schar Behemah and Schar Kalim, however, the Mishnah specifically tells us that the issa by a get toshav would only be by biyamitit and scharei, but the issa by selling pulasach itchad baika does not apply. And Tanakhama says that all the isurim apply by a get toshav as well. And the Braisa continues: Rabbi Yisrael Rebuda, Rabbi Yisrael Rebuda argues in the Tanakhama, and he holds get toshav yesh by mishum biyamitit and scharei ve'im by mishum leisolin, which actually fits into our Mishnah very well. However, behem v'kelim im ben el mishum balsashik bilvad, but again, behem v'kelim, the only issa is balsashik, and certainly that is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah stated that the Isurim that apply to a person apply to a behemoth of a kelim as well, and it's not only limited to Balsashaik. And the Gemara now specifically explains why the Mishnah cannot be going like Tanakhama and not like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And as we explained, and as the Gemara states, money that who is the Tan of our Mishnah, e Tanakhama de Mechecha, Kasha Ger Toshav, if it's a Tanakhama, then there's a Kasha from Ger Toshav, as the Tanakhama states that all the Isurim apply to Ger Toshav, and our Mishnah stated that the Isur by Ger Toshav is limited to Yomitit and Scharei, and he doesn't have any other Yisurim, and E Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Kash Behem V'Kelim, and the Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, as our Mishnah states that all the Yisurim apply by Behem V'Kelim, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda stated that the Issa by Behem V'Kelim is limited to Bal Sashaik. The Gemara therefore says, Amrava Haitana, Tanat Ve'erishmalu, the Inachinami, the Tan of our Mishnah, is going like a third Tana, and it's going like the Tan of the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmal, the Tan of Ve'erishmal, Echetzcha Adam, Echetzcha Behemah, Echetzcha Kelim, Yesh by Mishum that all the Yisurim apply b'negei a person a behema as well as kelim, and l'get toshav yesh by mishum b'yomitit in scharei ve'im boy b'shum mal solin, and our Mishnah fits in perfectly according to the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara now continues, my time in the Tanakhama de Me'achecha, that what is the reason for the Tanakhama that's learned from the pasuk of Me'achecha prat la'achirim, and of course we're not going only on those words, but we're referring to the Tanakhama of the Braisa of Me'achecha. And as Rashi stated before, that the Tanakhama holds that it doesn't make a difference if you hired a Jew or you hired a behemoth or kelim or you hired a get tzedek or a get toshev, then in all cases you have a potential to be Ivan five Laban and one Asay. And the Gemara is really bothered that the Pasuk Me'achecha is in Pashki Seitzei, and how do we know that all these Surim apply, and maybe the only Surim that apply are the Psukim in Pashki Seitzei and not the Psukim in Pashas Kedoshim. And the Gemara explains, Gam Mesachir Sachar, that in a Chinami we have a Gzir Shava from the word Sachar that states in Pashuk Kisetei to the word Sachar that states in Pashuk Kedoshim. As in Pashuk Kisetei, the Pasuk states, Lysashik Sachar Oni Ve'avyoin, and in Pashuk Kedoshim it states, Lysashik Kisrecha Lysigzal Lysolim Pula Sachar Itchad Baker. And since Benegea Sachar that states in Pashuk Kisetei, we learn out the words Achecha and Gercha and the words Asher Be'atzecha Bisharecha, and since it uses the term Sachar in Pashuk Kedoshim as well, therefore the Yisurim in Pashuk Kedoshim also apply to a Ger Tzedek, to a Ger Toshav, as well as by a behemah and by kelim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, And Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda did not have a Kabbalah to learn a Gzeir Shava from the word Sacher Sacher. And the Gemara asked, Nehid Legam Sacher Sacher, while it's true that Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda may have not had a Kabbalah to learn a Gzeir Shava from the word Sacher Sacher. And as we know, in order to learn a Gzeir Shava, you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rabbeim. However, Behem Vekelim, Mishum Begayim Titin Schari, Nam in the Chayiv, the Maisi who is Mabar, that the Issa of Leishasha, it does apply to Behem Vekelim, and he must have learned the word Ba'atzacha that it states in Pashki Seitzei, and Lemaisa the Issa Begayim Titin Schari is stated in Pashas Kiseitzei as well, and therefore it should apply to Behem Vekelim as well. And the Gemara states, Tani Rab Chanina Amakra, Vleisove Lav Hashemesh Ki Anuhu, that the only time that the Asay of Biyomi Titin Schari and the Lab Vleisove Lav Hashemesh applies is only when it fits into the idea of Ki Anuhu, Mishahim Boyin Ludeanias Vashiris, and it only applies to a person who is possible to be categorized as an Ani or an Asher, Yotu Behem Vekelim, Shainim Boyin Ludeanias Vashiris, and therefore this Asay and this Issa doesn't apply to Behem Vekelim, since they're not possible to be categorized as an Adi or an Usher. And the Gemara continues that Bishleim according to Rabbi Yisrael Buda, it makes sense why the Pasuk states, B'loisovei lo v'shemesh ki anhu, as Lemaisa, even though this Issa applies both to an Adi and to an Usher, however, it's telling us that the only time that this applies is only when the person is shaykh to be in the category of an Adi and Usher. However, the Gemara now is, V'tanakama hai ki anhu my obedlei, L'chayr according to Tanakama, this Pasuk and this Issa applies even to an usher, and why did the pasuk state the lashon ani? And the gemara states that this is coming to teach you that if someone hires an ani and an usher, and he only has enough money to pay one of them, then he should pay the ani first, and only afterwards does he have a chiv to pay the usher. And the gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and has Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda know that an ani comes before an usher? And the gemara states, ahum leisashik sachir ani ve'evyu nafka, that he learned it from the beginning of the pasuk in Pashki Seisei that states in pasuk Yudal leisashik sachir ani ve'evyu. And the Gemara continues with Tanakama, Chad Lahaktim Oni Losher, and in the Chanami, Lefid Tanakama, when the Pasuk states, Vlaisovi Lava Shemesh Ki Onihu, that's Lahaktim Oni Losher, and when the Pasuk states, Vlaisashik Sachi Oni Vevyoin, that's coming, Lahaktim Oni Levyoin, that the Torah teaches us that if someone hires someone that's an Oni, and he also hires someone that's an Evyoin, and he doesn't have enough to pay them both, then an Oni who is not as poor as an Evyoin comes first and takes precedence over the Evyoin. Rashi explains that Evyoin is Mu'unim Oni, is even more downtrodden and poorer than an ani, but lashon evyon ha'aviv ve'inim masig mashenafshim misavel l'chol toiv v'ashmin ekra the ani koyim evyon mishum the ani kassel and boy afagav the tzarech. And the reason why an ani comes first is because the ani will be more embarrassed and won't have as much chutzpah to go and demand his payment from the balabayas. However, the evyon is so downtrodden that he loses all his embarrassment, and certainly he'll be more vocal and he'll demand his payment from the balabayas. The gemara continues v'tzricha, and we need two psukim, one lahaktim ani lasher and one lahaktim ani le'evyon, the yashmin and evyon, as if we would teach you that the ani comes before an evyon, mishum like kosev limit boy, because an evyon is not embarrassed to ask and demand for his wages. I will usher the kosev limit boy imaloi, but when the gay usher will definitely be even more embarrassed than an ani to ask for his wages, maybe an usher should come before an ani. So therefore, the Torah tells us that when you have a case of an ani and usher, then you have to pay the ani first and then the usher. The yashmin and usher mishum like tzarchli, and if we would tell you that if there's an ani and usher, the ani gets first, that's because the usher doesn't need the money. But maybe we would say that Evyon comes before an ani because he has even less money than an ani. And that's why the Torah has to tell us both dinim that an ani comes before an usher and an ani also comes before an Evyon. The Gemara will now continue and focus on an Artana who we stated in Tandvei Rishmal. And Artana stated that there's no difference between Schar Adam, Schar Behem, and Schar Kelim, and all cases of Chayiv for all five Lavim and for the Asay. However, the Mishnah taught us that B'degei Ger Toshav, that the Issa of B'yomi Titin Schari that states in Pashki Seisei does apply to a Ger Toshav. However, the Issa that stated in Pashas Kedoshim of Leisol Pula Sach Itchad Beika does not apply to a Ger Toshav. Our Gemara therefore is bothered with Tani Dan, according to our Tan of a Mishnah, which is Tan of Yerushmal, Manavshach, L'chir Min Manavshach, something is wrong, as Yalav Sachah Sachah, as if he had a Kabbalah to learn a Gzeir Shava between Pashki Seisei and Pashki Kedoshim, Afilu Ger Toshav Nami, then there shouldn't be a chilul between a Ger Toshav and Kelim and a Behema. And all cases, the din should be that you oivan all the Surim, and he loyal of Sachar Sachar. And if he doesn't learn the Then how does he know that by Behem Vakilim all the Isurim apply, and even those Isurim that states in Pasha Kedoshim? And the Gemara explains that really our Tana, our Mishnah, does not learn Gzeir Shava between Pasha Kisetze and Pasha Kedoshim. Vishani Hasim, the Amikrov, Le Salam Pula Sacha Itchad Baker, and Benegea Behem Vakilim, you're still going to be over the Isurim that states in Pasha Kedoshim, as the Pasit states, Le Salam Pula Sacha Itchad Baker. We have a new limud in Pasha Kedoshim to teach us that the Isurim of Pasha Kedoshim even apply when someone rents someone's behemoth and someone rents someone's kelim. And as the Gemara states, kol shepu lasa itcha, that we learn out that as long as someone is working with you or someone that you're working with, the issa does apply, and therefore the issa applies to behemoth kelim as well. And the Gemara asks, ihachi afilu ger toshev nami, and if so, then the Isurim and Pasha's Kedoshim should apply even to a ger toshev as well, as he should also be included in itcha ad beika, kol shepu lasa itcha. And the Gemara states, amakra re'echa v'le ger toshev, then Pasha Kedoshim, the Torah states, le'sashek es re'echa, and therefore we learn out that these Isurim only apply to re'echa and not to a ger toshev. And the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that the word re'echa applies only to Yisrael, so hi'hachi afilu behem v'kelim nami, then l'chayr we should also learn that the only time that these psukim and Pasha's Kedoshim apply is only by the ger Yisrael and not by behem v'kelim. And the Gemara states, taksiv itcha, le'maisa the pasuk says itcha, and therefore we're going to be ma'abba behem v'kelim. And the Gemara asks, ma'arayis the rabbis behem v'kelim, why do we say that from the pasuk of itcha we will be ma'abba the Yisurim that states in Pasha Kedoshim by the ger behem v'kelim, and from the word re'echa we will be lohitzi get toshev, we will use that in order to exclude the get toshev. L'chayr, let's say just the opposite. And the Gemara explains, mistavru behem v'kelim have a little rabbis shekin yeshu b'chlal mamon re'echa, at least behem v'kelim are the money of your friend, and therefore we can understand that the pasuk states le'sashkes re'echa is referring to the money of your friend and the money of a Jew as well, and therefore it comes to include behem v'kelim as well. However, get toshev inu b'chlal mamon re'echa, the get toshev is not included in mamon re'echa, and therefore we'll mayer the get toshev from the isurim that states in Pasha Kedoshim. And the Gemara continues with Tanakama de Me'achecha, and as the Mashor points out, that the Gemara's question now is not only in Tanakama, but also in Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Re'echa Mai Avdalei, what do they use the word Re'echa for? And the Gemara teaches us, Ahumi Boilei L'chitanya, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda need the Pasuk of Re'echa to teach us the following din, as the Brisa teaches us, Re'echa V'lei Amaleki, that these Yisurim do not apply to an Amaleki. And the Gemara asks, why would you need a limud b'negei an Amaleki? Amaleki Me'achecha Nafka, L'chari, both Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda agree that from the word Achecha, we learn Prat L'Achirim, and these Yisurim don't apply to Evi Kechavim, and certainly does not apply to an Amaleki. And the Gemara explains, In Chanami, Chad L'Mishra Ishkei, V'Chad L'Mishra Geizloi, that we had to have two psukim, one to teach us that it's Mutta to steal from a Goy, and one to teach us that the Issa of Oishik doesn't apply to a Goy either. And the Gemara states, V'Tzrichi, and we needed both of these Limudim, the Ashmin and Gazloi, as if we would teach you the Dim, B'Negei Gezel, Mishum D'Loi Tarpe, so we would say that not all the time that someone has money does he actually work for it, as sometimes he received the matana and sometimes he receives Yerusha, and maybe that's why the Torah says that there is no issa to go and steal something from a guy. However, Aval Ishkoi the Torah Kabei Emaloi, but maybe Benigeo withholding his wages, maybe since he worked for those wages, so the issa of Leisashik would apply to the guy, and therefore the Torah had to tell us that the issa of Leisashik doesn't apply to a guy, and the Torah states Me'achecha Prat La'Achirim Be'yashmin Ishkoi, and if the Torah would only tell us Achecha, which is stated by the pasuk loisashik, so we might think that that's only by oishkai mishum loyasal yaday, as lemaisa he never had the money in his hand, and you're just withholding money from the guy, and maybe that's where the Torah says it's muta have a guy's loy da asal yaday emaloy. But maybe in the case where the guy already had the money and you're going and stealing it from his hands, maybe the Torah would ask us from stealing from a guy. That's why in Pasha Kedoshim the pasuk states loisashik as reecha, and we therefore learn that the Torah says reecha v'loyin amaleki, and the pasuk then says v'loy sigzal, in order to teach us that there is no issa to steal from a guy. And even though we generally say that Gezla Akim is Asa, I am Birushainim who discussed this point, and I am Taptasis who asked that why do we need the Pasuk of Me'achecha Prat L'Achirim at all, as Tema, my Itzach Me'achecha L'Mute Akim, Me'get Toshev Nafka, the Dafka Ger Toshev Loy Akim, as we see that the Torah specifically includes the Ger Toshev, and it's Mashma that a guy would not be included, V'oi Tema, my Itzach L'Michtav Ger Tzedek, Me'get Toshev Nafka, the L'Chari, why did the Torah have to teach us the Din B'Negei Ger Tzedek, as if the Issa applies to a Ger Toshev, so certainly it applies to Ger Tzedek. V'lekel Ameim V'dilav D'chsiv Ger Tzedek Havik B'nigun B'sherech L'Ger Tzedek D'B'sherech L'Ey Mashma El Ger Toshev She'oichel M'Veilois Dumidul Ger Shev B'sherech T'tanav V'achila, as we explain. And the next Taisus is bothered. Migercha zer get tzedek. Tema my itzruch lemeim get tzedek. The mechecha nafka the get tzedek achicha. That certainly everyone agrees that a get tzedek is included in achicha. And Taisus states v'yishloim the shani hacha dechse me'achecha the mashma memubcha shabachecha. And one may think that a get tzedek is excluded inam me'achecha v'loy kol achecha kedashinim bekedushin mina oif v'loy kol oif v'matin and ger ilav dechse gercha. And finally, the Tanakhama learned minayin l'rabbis behim v'kedlim tamalim. And Taisus points out that even though in many cases when the Torah says the word ba'atzecha, it's coming to exclude chutzlaretz. However, Taisus explains the chayvus agufi ve'inu tluy ba'aretz, as these mitzvahs are not tluy ba'aretz and the chayvus aguf, and certainly they are included in chutzlaretz, and there is no reason to exclude them from chutzlaretz. And therefore, when it says lashim ba'atzecha, it must be coming to include behem v'kelim. And we will stop over here.